Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Susan, for that introduction. And thank you for inviting me to come and share this morning. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Can you guys all hear me okay? Give me a thumbs up, a wave. Good to see you. Thank you. All right. Looks like everything's working great. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for inviting me to come share about Children of the Valley. I'm going to start by showing you just a quick little video to give you some insight into our program, who we are, and what we did this past year when schools were closed down due to COVID.
When I dream big, I dream about being a president.
Children of the Valley is an organization committed to supporting the low-income, at-risk children of Skagit Valley. In partnership with the Mount Vernon School District and Bethany Covenant Church, we provide structured academic assistance, social-emotional learning, and enrichment opportunities for our community's most vulnerable children. In 2020, in light of COVID-19, Children of the Valley expanded from a single-site after-school program into a full-time in-person learning center, providing a safe, nurturing environment for children Monday through Friday, serving children in multiple sites throughout Skagit County. There is a profound need in our community for the support that Children of the Valley provides. In our local school district, there are nearly 2,000 K-5 children living in low-income households. Many of these kids, even the little 5 and 6-year-olds, spend several hours each day unsupervised at home without anyone to help them with their homework or take them to after-school activities. Additionally, we estimate that nearly 100 children in the Mount Vernon School District are actually homeless. At Children of the Valley, children in need are surrounded by dedicated instructors and mentors. For over 15 years, Children of the Valley has been on the ground doing the work to ensure that these children are given equal opportunities to learn, to feel supported, and to thrive in all aspects of their lives. Our mission at Children of the Valley is pretty simple. We inspire children to dream big, to see beyond their current circumstances, and envision how they want their futures to be. We know that if they can dream it, they can do it. So to all the kids out there, we encourage you to dream big.
When I dream big, I want to be a police officer.
I want to be a YouTuber or a rapper.
When I dream big, I dream about stopping racism.
I dream about being an electronic music writer.
When I dream big, I want to be an artist or a teacher.
I want to help people.
When I dream big, I dream about being a president.
So Children of the Valley was started in 2006, and it was actually, the vision was came from a local elementary school teacher here in our school district. She saw the demographic shift in Mount Vernon, which I was a part of. My phone's texting. I was a part of this community. I grew up in Mount Vernon, attended schools here, and I as well saw the shift in the demographics over the last 15 years. I went off to college, came back, and Mount Vernon shifted from a predominantly middle-class, community to a community where Mount Vernon School District was at a 64% free and reduced lunch rate. That means over 3,000 kids were living at or below the federal poverty level. So we started off serving about 30 kids back in 2006 when the demographic shifted and the school teacher saw many of her children coming to school each day without homework completed, wearing the same clothes, not having supervision and mentorship after school to complete the daily activities. Her heart broke and she turned to her faith-based community, which at that time she was attending Bethany Covenant Church. And she saw this huge need amongst our lowest income children in our school district. And so she turned to some community leaders and other teachers in the community and turned to, clergy, law enforcement officers, really gathered a group of people that had a common interest in helping and support this unmet need in the community. And a free after-school program was what was developed out of that. They knew that if these kids had a positive place and space every day after school, that they would be you know, mentored and supported, and they would have the same equal opportunities as other kids in their schools. And so we opened our doors in the fall of 2006. Bethany Covenant Church said, we will support this ministry and this mission here in this community. They supported it not only operationally with a location, but also financially. And so we started off serving 30 kids. We started off small, and we provided a positive space and place every single day for those 30 kids. We decided, because the school district was a big partner with us in this when we first started the program, we were working in partnership with them, that it would only be a referral-based program, because the need, like I shared before, 3,000 kids could really utilize our services and our program. We didn't have the space and at that time the opportunities to be able to provide all 3,000 kids with that support. And so we decided to be a referral-based program. That way kids had to be identified by their school counselors and school teachers and really meet the criteria of the kids we want to serve. We want to serve kids that are furthest from educational justice. And that means kids that don't have the same opportunities as other kids, kids that are living at or below the federal poverty level, kids that need that mentorship after school. If they were just given the right, you know, support and access to opportunities, they could be successful with their education and life's purpose. And so all students are referred to us by the 6 elementary schools in our district. Our cornerstones of care, the 3 areas that we, our mission drives us and the impact that we want to make. Not only do we provide that positive space, but then we provide the positive adults and mentorships along to work alongside these kids. The first cornerstone of care that we provide is educational assistance. And so many of the kids come to us because they are below academically. That means they do not, aren't reading or writing at the state standards, as well as in math. And so that is one of the identifying factors of kids we want to serve, is kids that are far below academically. And so when they come to COV each day, they are provided an hour of power hour homework time where they get reading and math support by mentors and volunteers in our community. They come in and they read and they mentor each of our kids in those academic areas that they are low in. The second cornerstone of care is enrichment. We want to provide these kids with opportunities they otherwise wouldn't have. That is part of our mission. Many of these kids, like my kids, you know, have climbed Little Mountain or hiked Little Mountain before. They've gone bowling before. They've gone to our local library. Many of the kids we serve, they've never done those opportunities at all or had access to participate in those activities. So we want to give them and provide them those opportunities that other kids are experiencing as well. And so that is a huge part of our mission. You can see in this picture, we have a volunteer, Miss Kathy. She comes in each week and she leads a cooking club with our kids. And so she's baking cookies on this day with them and teaching them how to measure and cook and bake a beautiful, yummy cookie. And at the end, the kids will eat it. A lot of our kids have never made something like this before. And so that is a huge piece to our cornerstone of enrichment, the enrichment activities we provide. The other cornerstone of care is our social emotional learning. It's a huge part to our program and why our program is so successful. We want to provide these kids with a space to be themselves, to feel that they can give and give whatever emotion that they have or whatever feeling that they have or, you know, whatever is going on in their minds and their hearts that day or in their life, we want to give them that space and place to be themselves. And so many times our kids at school are one way, but when they come to our program, they know they can be themselves. And so there is a caring person that they can socially, emotionally connect to, but also build a relationship with. And so we have many social emotional learning activities throughout the day to allow the space and place of our kids to be themselves and to also share whatever it is going on in their lives. So with our educational assistance, each hour the kids come, they do 20 minutes of reading one-on-one with one of our tutors, and then they go into their reading and math. Also part of our educational assistance is we partner with the students' teachers to where we give each of our students' teachers weekly communication with them. And so what we do is we give each teacher an area of that we're going to focus on each week. And then the teacher gives us supplemental materials that the student can work on while at our program. And so each week the child is working on something intentionally that they have been low in academically. And so we build upon the curriculum from the beginning of the school year till the end so that each child is improving and increasing their reading and math levels. And so this has been really a huge impact on our kids. We'll see a difference in about 6 weeks. Our kids coming in at level B, and then before you know it, they jump 2 to 3 reading levels in just 6 weeks of intentional reading support with each child. And then that helps with the social emotional piece as well. And I'll talk about that in a minute. Our enrichment activities can range from a variety of activities like I talked about before: hiking, cooking, sewing, tennis. We partner with Skagit Valley College in their athletics program, and we bring their athletic teams in to run sports clinics for our kids. Baseball is a favorite one. None of our kids have ever played baseball before or had the opportunity to play baseball. And because of our week-long clinic with those athletes, our kids then partner and we work with the Youth Baseball League to get them registered and signed up to play baseball. We do the same in science. We have a community garden. And so in our community garden, we bring the volunteers from the community garden come in and they take our kids out in the garden and they plant seeds and they plant food and they learn what it's like to attend a garden. A story with that is we had one of our students about 8 years ago, love working in the garden. She ended up graduating high school, going on to WSU. And now she's, getting some master's in some gardening program. And she talks about her working in the garden here at our program after school when she came here. And that's where her love of gardening began. And so our enrichment activities really do have a huge impact on the kids that we serve. We know that their little seeds that we're planting in these kids' hearts and minds, but we all know our kids are created for a purpose. And our goal is that when we plant these seeds, that it's helping them find what their purpose and calling is in their life to be able to carry out. Not everyone's going to be a gardener, just like not everyone's going to want to play baseball, but we're going to give them a variety of opportunities and activities so that they can choose what it is that they want to do and what gifts they were given to then lead and become difference makers in our world. We know that each of our kids have specific gifts. We share that with them. And through our program, our hope and dream is that they find those gifts to then become what they're called to become. And like you heard earlier, what their dreams are, each one of them have dreams and we want to inspire them to fulfill those dreams in their life. The social emotional learning piece, like I said before, is a huge component to it. And one of the things that we saw and that the school saw with just a few weeks of the kids being in our program, these kids referred to us because they're academically low. There's no parents at home to assist them with their homework. And because of that, they have behavior issues at school. And when the students started attending our program, they saw a huge shift in that. Not only did the students' attendance increase, but they also, the behaviors decreased. And so a lot of these kids that were misbehaving was really due to the lack of care and support and attention that they weren't getting from home. And so social emotionally, the teachers are reporting that these kids are happier, they're behaving, they're not getting as many disciplinary actions in school, but they're actually engaging, raising their hand, participating in the activities, whereas before they weren't before. So their confidence has also increased due to the support they're getting. No one wants to go to school knowing that they haven't completed their homework, not knowing how to engage in the activities. And so if we can give those kids those confidence, they can be more engaged. And so like I shared just now, we had, you know, the 6 areas that we're seeing a major difference in just 6 weeks of kids being in our program is increased reading and math levels, increased attendance, higher participation in their daily classroom activities, decreased behavior problems, and increase in confidence. And the biggest thing that I like to share is our community building and intergenerational learning through our volunteer program. We have over 100 volunteers that come in and support the ministry of this program in our community. And they range from leading activities like gardening and cooking and sewing, or just reading and doing math with the kids. And not just because that's a huge part of why our program is successful. We have caring community members that come in, get to know and mentor our kids. And we're not a drop-in volunteer program. Our program, when you sign up to volunteer, you give a date and time that you're able to come in and you either commit weekly, daily, monthly, quarterly, whatever commitment you give is what we hold you accountable to and what the child expects you to do. So if Mr. Jim is going to come and read with Jose every Tuesday, then our Jose is going to remember Mr. Jim comes in every Tuesday to read with him. And so if he doesn't for some reason and something comes up, because things come up, then we can relay to the student why Mr. Jim isn't reading, coming in to read today. But we want to build that consistency and relationship with the kids. Many of the kids have a lot of inconsistencies in their life with positive adults. And so it's really important that we streamline that and keep consistent positive adults in front of our children. This last year due to COVID, when schools shut down, and we knew we had to act quickly. We knew that because we are a nonprofit that is on the front lines, really being the hands and feet and serving our community at the grassroots level, we need to provide a space for our kids. Many of our kids' parents are essential workers. They work in agriculture. They're our farm workers picking the fruit and vegetables that we eat. They're working in the warehouses, packing the fruits and vegetables that we eat. And so we knew they weren't going to be able to work from home and that their kids and their children would be suffering from it. And so we turned our program to a full-time learning center. The school district asked us to open up more spots because they had over 600 kids that were not going to be online doing remote learning because they didn't have a place or a space. And so we opened up a site at Centennial Elementary School. And we provided academic support all day long from the time the kids started school in the morning till the time school closed. We even provided before school care. So many of our families start work at 5:30, 6 a.m. And so we had families drop their kids off before work, and many of our families stayed till we closed at 5:36. We also had to provide transportation for some of our kids. Many of our kids, some that were living in hotels and other places, didn't have place parents that could pick and drop them off, didn't have vehicles to bring them to and from our program. So we also provided transportation for them. We provided meals all day long, from breakfast, lunch, and some take-home dinners as well. And then we really guided each student along their daily academic support. And so our students had to log in online starting at 8:30 a.m. and then their school ended about 3:30 that day. But we had one teacher in there really helping to make sure they were completing assignments and getting all their homework and daily school activities completed. We had a couple, many students that hadn't been online since March. And so because we're a nonprofit, we could only serve a certain amount of students depending on our funding and support. And so in spring of March of 2019, when COVID hit, we really, or 2020, we had to decide a priority list of who we're going to serve most, right, at the beginning. And then when the fall came and our waiting list grew longer and longer, we knew we had to turn to our community for support. And so we were able to raise an additional fund to serve an additional 100 students starting in January. So September, we only were able to serve just over 70 students. And then we raised enough funds to open 3 more classrooms to serve over 100. And so it was amazing to see the difference and the children from the students we served in September to the students we served in January. And the students that started in January had over 100 missing assignments and hadn't been logged in since March. So they had no access to their education since March. And so from January through June, it was amazing to see the impact that our program had on supporting these kids and completing their homework and their academics activities in a short 6 months. And many of those kids were able to catch up and finish all their assignments and finish on time because they had the right mentorship and academic support each day. We also supported our families in weekly food boxes. We assisted our families that, you know, had to miss work due to COVID. And so we had to support a few of our families with rent and utility assistance and also PPE. So a lot of our families didn't have masks, gloves, the proper cleaning and sanitizing equipment that they needed at home, but also for work. This is in the early stages, and a lot of our families didn't have masks every day to wear to work, and they were working on the front lines. They weren't being provided mask and proper PPE as well. And working with community organizations, we were able to get many of our families the proper PPE that they needed during this time. So that wraps up my presentation. I want to open up for questions. That was a lot of information, and I definitely could be here a lot longer, but I want to open it to you guys and see what questions you have.